There was a guy busted this week for driving around with a skeleton with a hoodie on so he could go in the high occupancy lanes. Ended up getting busted and fined for doing it. You never know what people are going to have in their cars. Adam and I have to film a video a little bit later on this morning, and I had to bring in a basketball, and I just told Adam, I'm like, just don't bounce it because it's completely flat.
Okay. Right.
So Adam looks at me and goes, oh, don't worry about it. I have it covered.
Yeah, I've got a pump in my car.
Who carries a ball pump just randomly in their car?
Well, can you use it for bikes too,
or is it just not this one? This one's just for balls. Well, look, I coach.
Soccer. Okay.
Yes, and I've
no,
got
that
you
makes
know.
Sense.
I never know when a game's gonna bust out. I never know when my daughter's gonna need it. But I tell you, it's come in so handy. It's like having jumper cables because no one ever has a pump, but I always do.
Jumper cables is something easy to explain in your car.
Well, the hand pump's not that weird, is it?
I don't think it's weird since you are a soccer coach, so
Thank you
do need it to pump. Up some of the bowls.
Yes.
All right. I'm driving around with a 6-foot black tablecloth, a very nice linen in my back seat. I've had it in there since May, since the last time I used one to DJ an event.
You're ready for a party.
You never know when one's going to break out. No. Who's going to need? I got one.
Or
I got
it's a costume. You can throw it over you and, you know, like a shawl.
Have you cleaned out your car since you moved in?
No, there's still stuff in there. And in the back, and I just put my groceries on top of it, just pretend that it's not there. I have a mattress cover.
Oh. Okay.
Yes.
You never know.
As I was looking for the longest time, I knew it was in my car. I knew it was in there. And it's just, and now, I have to trash it. It's so much junk is.
How long?
Over a year? About a year?
Sometimes when you're driving and you see people throw out a mattress, you would have a cover for it.
I would have a cover for that.
You could use it.
Yeah.
You're somebody's best friend, you don't even know it. All right, so here's the question. What are you driving around with right now in your car that you're willing to bet that no one else has in their car? Yeah. Melissa, what's in your car right now?
A hay bale.
Why and for how long?
It's been in here for like a week or two, and I am a photographer, so I'm using it for fall mini sessions.
All right. Yeah, I'm guessing nobody else has that right now unless they're delivering a bunch to a farm.
Yeah, no, my car smells like a farm between having three boys and a hay bale.
Yeah, it must. I mean, just little bits of hay everywhere in your car.
I took the kids to baseball this weekend, and I'm like, is that hay on your uniform?
Oops.
Alvin, what do you have in your car?
I have a money counter.
Like that does bills or change or both?
Oh, bills, wage rolls. Both.
Why?
Oh, cool.
Why? I was actually a retail manager at one point, and when the store shut down, you know, I was like, hey, this is a kind of unique thing to have, so kept the money counter.
So you stole it?
No, not at all. The store completely shut down.
Hey, however you put it to yourself, however you justify it, it's
liberty.
Fine. So you have something stolen in your
that
car.
That was an evil laugh.
Not at all, not at all.
Sarah, what are you driving around with?
I had a dead car battery in the back of my car for 4 years.
Well,
that way beats Dana and her mattress cover
it does.
For a year. Why?
Because my car died, and the week later we moved. And you know, the week you're moving is just chaos. And I even kept the receipt in my purse for 4 years. But it was so heavy, I imagined myself taking it into, like, you know, whatever it was, store. I'm like dragging it, you know what I mean? And them saying, oh, we're not going to take this. It's from a different store. And then me having to drag it back to my car. And, you know, I would take a sharp turn and you would hear it fall over, or I stopped really quick and it would slam. And I don't know. I was just too embarrassed to take it back. And my dad just had mercy on me one day. It's like, how long has this been in here? And I told him 4 years. He's like, give it to me.
Hi, Daniel. What do you have in your car?
Well, things didn't work out with my fiance, so I have my ex-fiance's wedding dress and all the bridesmaids' dresses. They've been in my trunk since December.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Thing. Six bridesmaids' dresses in a really ugly green color and then a nice white wedding dress. So.
And she didn't want those back?
I didn't offer.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's about to start cooling off here, man, so I guess you can have a bonfire. You got something to start it.
Yeah, I've got to wash my car soon, too. I'm probably going to need something to dry it with.
Oh, no. Okay, so seriously, I think you should take them and donate them, and maybe some other girl will be happy in that dress.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I'll probably do that than destroy them because they were a little on the pricey side.
Yeah.
There you go.
go. All right.
Cool.
Daniel, thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
What are you driving around with in your car right now that probably nobody else has? Elizabeth?
Hi, good morning. I have a Star Trek Discovery 2018 calendar sitting in my car with me right now.
Dana will take it off your hands. I mean, you still got a good solid 3 months left.
Very true. I bought it to put up in my office, but my boss didn't want me to have it up there. He said it was too unprofessional.
What?
So I left that job. I know, <right? laughs> So I found a new job, and they don't have a problem with it. So it's going there today.
Oh, cool. Well, good luck with the new job.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Sandy, what are you driving around with?
I'm driving around with a hot tub in the back of my vehicle.
What?
Like a party on wheels?
It's one of those inflatable hot tubs. And it's in this huge bag. And, yeah, it's been in the back of my car for about 3 weeks now.
Wow.
Is it so if anyone invites you over for a barbecue or something? Hey,
I'm ready.
Bring your own hot tub.
My sister gave it to me, and we've been doing some remodeling on our back porch, and so I don't really have the space to put it yet. So I just leave it in the back of my car for now.
Come on.